It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
First of all, you are you start getting television job. Tell us how you got the nanny, because you were just going to go in as a guest star, right? Is that?
Yeah, I was going to, because they wanted Sheila McRae. They wanted somebody who was Presbyterian.
What is that?
It was, I hate to say this, but it was Jewish people that run the
Oh, network. Of course. I've always been told you're too Jewish, dye your hair, straighten your hair, and it's only been by Jews.
So self-hating.
What is that?
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
But don't projection? You think that in the golden age of television, when they had the Goldbergs on, now, it's like being Jewish on television is like a negative. I mean, even Seinfeld, every one of those characters was Jewish, but no one ever talked about it.
Yeah, that was it. So they didn't want somebody Jewish to play her mother. So Francois made for each other.
Wait, can I ask a question? I'm sorry. But they didn't want someone Jewish to play the mother, but was the character Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
But it's just like once Joe and I did a thing about my mother, a sitcom about my mother, they wanted Doris Day.
Oh, my God.
I said, Doris Day. They said she could play Jewish.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Okay, so had Fran had seen you? Is that what happened?
They made for each other, and she said, I want you to play my mother, but they want somebody else, so... What I'd like you to do is come on as a guest, and then they'll discover you.
Nice.
So that's what happened. I was a guest, and they said, hey, you know what? She doesn't seem that Jewish.
Aha. Uh-huh. LOLOLOL.
First of all, Fran is the Jewiest.
Yes.
And then the mother's going to be Presbyterian? That is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Has she ever been on your show?
No.
You'll ask her that.
Well, yeah, when she acts like she remembers me from the other three times she met me. Oh, yeah. It's like I'm gigantic, okay, and loud. Don't act like you never fucking met me. Okay. So did you
cancel each other out.
Did you get a lot of opportunities? Like, did you take every opportunity that came your way? Like this thing with Fran. You know, she said... Oh, just come be a guest star. I think a lot of people would be like, no, I'm not going to go there and just be a guest star. I mean, just, do one episode. If they don't want me, like a lot of people have that attitude of like.
Oh, I never did that. I never did that. And also when I wasn't making much money.
Right.
Either.
Right.
At one point, after a couple of years, I was going to leave.
The business?
No. I was going to leave the show.
Oh, okay.
And Jane Meadows, who was a good friend of mine, said to me, do you know what they'll do if you leave the show? They'll get somebody and get them to imitate you.
Mm, right.
So they don't leave. Don't leave.
They were paying you shit.
Right, yeah.
So they weren't paying you series regular money.
No, until the last year. And then the last year, I was on three series. I was on Daddy Dearest with Don Rickles.
Right.
And Richard Lewis.
Yep.
I was with Brian Benben in Dream On.
Right. You played his mother.
And I was on The Nanny at the same time. So my agent said, you know what? We'll do all these shows and they'll call you and we'll say you're not available because you're playing mothers on these other shows. And so then they said, okay, we'll give you a lot of money and then just do this show. And so that was the last year.
That's unbelievable.
What could I tell you? That's show business. But you can't take it personally.
Right.
And you're not in it for the money anyway.
Right.
You're not in it for the money, are you?
No, I think I would die if I did anything else. Don't you think?
Well, I could. Let's see what I could do instead.
I do this all the time with my comic friends. Yeah, go ahead.
Be a missionary.
Uh-huh. Missionary position. Yeah. Hey.
I mean, I could work in a wine store, I think.
Yeah.
In like a no, I couldn't. I'd fucking be like, get the fuck out of here. You're annoying. I mean, I don't know.
I'd be a drug dealer.
I could be a drug dealer. Yeah. I could be a therapist.
You are a drug dealer. Wait, you could be a therapist?
Yeah.
I couldn't because I don't want to listen to everyone's fucking problems all day long.
I would do jokes to...
Yeah, to make them feel better?
No, I would do jokes to make fun of what their...
I love that.
What their addiction is. Right. To give them some insights.
Right.
Some perspective.
Yeah, because a lot of psychiatrists you go to... They don't say anything.
I know.
They just sit and stare at you.
Yeah, and you lay on the... I've been in therapy since I'm 18. Uh-huh. And first I went to Jewish Family Services because I told my mother I needed to see a therapist. So we went to the Jewish Family Services. Uh-huh. Have I ever told this story?
I don't think so.
And then I go and I'm just about... I get to the session where I'm going to tell her that I think I'm gay, right? Uh-huh.
And after I go. How many years? After how many
years? It was a few months, right? I'm like, I can't keep going and not saying, you know, this is why I'm. So I go in and I said, well, I have something to tell you. And she says, well, I have something to tell you too. And she said, you go first. So I said, okay, I think I'm gay. And she's like, oh, okay, like, duh. And then she said, I said, what do you have to tell me? She goes, I'm moving to Florida, and this is our last session. I'm like, oh my God, that's so great. So, she says, but I think you need someone a little, you know, because I guess she was an MSW, CSW, like a social worker. So she's like, you should see like a, you know, doctor. So she sends me some psychiatrist. I'm laying on the couch. He doesn't say a fucking thing to me. Oh. I'm like, why? What is this? I'm 18 years old. I'm laying on this guy's couch. It was, I don't know. I didn't like it. But I don't know. I just, thank God for therapy.
Well, when did it have any effect?
What? That's what I want to know.
Thanks.
Now, when did it have an effect?
Well,
did you have an aha?
I don't know. I think different parts of my life. I mean, I've been going pretty consistently since that time. I don't know. I've had... It's when I'm honest with the therapist that I get the most at. Like sometimes, like I think early on I was like, because my mother went to therapy too. I convinced her to go to therapy. And she once said something about she grew up in Manhattan. She was from a very well-to-do family and she went to camp, sleepaway camp in Maine, some fancy camp. So she said at one of her therapy session, she had mentioned the name of the camp, or the therapist said, oh, what camp? And she said it. And she goes, and then I didn't want to tell her that my father ended up losing all the money and we didn't have any more money. I didn't want to tell. I'm like, Ma, she's a therapist. She doesn't fucking care if your father lost money. So, you know, I had a little bit of that in me of like, I'm not going to tell her that because then she'll think blank, which is what you want them to do.
Absolutely. Right.
You know?
Absolutely. I brought Joe to my psychiatrist.
Yeah.
To say, do you think this is going to work out? Because I had a lot of failed relationships
right.
that didn't work out. And she said, I think you have an 80% chance.
Wow.
I said, I'll take those odds. Okay.
That's good. So before you were married, I read that you and Joan Rivers went to Fire Island to meet guys and then realized not the right place.
Wrong as the boat was pulling in.
A bunch of dudes that looked better in the dresses that you guys did.
Wrong. We better take the ferry back. You get a special price if you go back.
Did you? Was there a lot of competition among your peers? Like you, Joan Rivers, I don't know who else. I mean, did you guys compete for parts?
No, but here's the thing. I never really was offered the kind of parts I wanted to do, and that's why I started writing.
Right.
Because people would give me parts, two-line, three-line
right,
parts.
Right, right. That's me.
And then I would, that's you?
Well, I get a lot of that. I mean, oh. I just did, I get a lot of the, hey, you want to do this? It's not that big, but it's really funny. And you're going to come in and go, hey, whoa, wow, okay. And then you leave and it's great. You know, like that's the kind of.
Yeah. So what I started doing was I would start rewriting those parts.
Right.
I'd say, no, like this.
Right.
This would be funny.
Right.
And before I knew it, I started writing scenes and then I started writing little plays and then bigger plays. And
right.
Then, like now. I'm going to do, after this, after I do the Book of Joe, I'm going to do a play about Mae West because
right.
I met a lot of young men who had affairs with her, and they told me wonderful stories about her that's never really been done, and I said, oh, I got to write.
That's awesome.
Really yeah.
I discovered her plays recently, and she's become like one of my favorite playwrights. She's yeah. so funny.
She's so funny.
Wow.
And she's... And she was, you know, The Art of War, there's a book.
Yeah.
It writes about her.
Right.
And that how she got to go to Hollywood and get Final Cut, what they never gave to anybody because
really?
She used The Art of War. Well, she didn't know she was using it.
Right.
But.
Oh, I'm going to get that book. How sad were you when Joan died?
Oh, I was angry. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't sad. I was really angry. I just felt that it was vanity.
I know, but it wasn't even. She was going in for her throat.
I know, but it was just like Toni Fields.
Right. Oh my God,
she
I loved.
Died, I said to her. Joe said to her, "Why are you fixing your eyes?
Right.
Why don't you just lose weight?
Right.
Your eyes look great.
Right.
Your skin looks great.
Right.
Why don't you lose weight? No, it was vanity.
And she died.
Because she got on the opera, I guess she never told the doctor that she was
diabetic.
Diabetic.
Yeah, that's how my father's mother died too. So
really, she had an operation.
She had an operation. They didn't realize she was diabetic.
Oh my God!
What happens if you're diabetic?
No, you can't use certain drugs.
Yeah.
You can't.
I see.
I loved Toni Fields.
She was really funny.
Oh my God! The
she
funniest.
She used to do food things.
Yeah.
I saw her in Vegas. She would do like, I don't know. It just the food just flew in my mouth. I don't.
You know,
know
her granddaughter is my.
Just
that's
threw.
The tagline of this show.
The food just flew in my
spoken
mouth.
Spoken like a
hilarious.
True
she,
addict.
Her granddaughter is my spinning teacher.
No.
Yes, she went to Juilliard. She's an amazing performer. She teaches all these classes at my gym. And
is she going to do her act?
She could, but she's very thin and fit. But I don't know. But she's like, oh, you might know my grandma. I'm like, might know your grandmother? Hello?
Oh, my God.
Did you know Frances Fay?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
What was she like?
Oh, she was a hoot. Why?
Because I just love her. These are all people that I admire.
Oh, she was really great.
And she...
Sophie Tucker.
Did you know Moms Mabley?
No. But Sophie Tucker was really great. She was really great.
I mean, these women were fucking ball busters.
They don't have people like that anymore. Well, there's no
there's
no nightclubs anymore.
I know.
Or do you play nightclubs?
I do. I try to go to cabaret rooms.
Oh.
I feel like comedy is changing.
Do you know Richard Lewis?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's the sweetest.
Nicest man
I know, ever.
World.
I'll get to tell him that we were.
The nicest man.
Isn't he?
An angel.
I know. You're going to say that about me, too.
To him?
No, just in general. Like, oh, Judy Gold. Is
I'm going to tell Fran that.
Oh, okay. I love you! Hey, everyone. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them.
Fast-growing trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast-growing trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but fast growing trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces. But I live in an apartment, and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew. The space looks so much better. And I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know, it's made this more of a home. It's the best. And Elisa has some too. And she loves them. And she talks to them too. But she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome.
So you know, all right. So we're at the point where you're on three shows. Uh-huh. It's like it's nothing and then it's everything, right?
No, well, I just did it because it was like I wasn't getting paid anything.
Right. It's just so unbelievable that they would rip you off like that.
To hell with it. I'm going to go and do other shows. Right. I said to my agent, get me on other shows. And I want to start doing cartoons. I want to do voiceovers. I want to dub. I want to blah, 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 blah.
And you're on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
You were in Ice Age.
Yeah.
Love your character on Bob's Burgers, by the way.
Also, you were close with Nora Ephron.
I wasn't close with her, but I did love
Lawson. You did love Lawson, What I Wore. I did that one, too.
Did you do it?
Yes.
Which part did you play?
I played, oh, God.
It's all right.
I call it Love Lawson, I'm a Whore. But I played, God, because I did it many times, and I... Which ones did I do?
Well, they didn't pay either.
I know. You're making fun. Look, I did Shakespeare in the Park. I was making $600 a week.
That much?
I mean, you do theater and people think you're, you know, breaking it in. You're making no fucking money. But your agent's like, really good for your career. This is really good for your career. I'm like, great. Well, my kids will just starve. So that's fine. Yeah, I loved Nora Ephron.
Yeah, I loved her too. She was really smart.
I know.
I couldn't believe it when she died.
I know. What the fuck is going on? And Donald Trump is a lot. Now, are you shocked? Did you ever meet Donald Trump?
Yes.
You did?
I went to a party at his house.
No way. And, who was he married to?
I can't remember. I was doing...
Someone Russian.
Yeah. I was doing... the Bermuda Avenue Triangle.
Right.
And the press agent was the same press agent for the Gucci that was doing the perfume, sponsoring the party. So I went. And he had just had this apartment at the Trump Hotel.
Yeah, right.
International Hotel. Right. And I walked in and they said, what do you think of the place? I said, well, it's nice, but... I'm surprised that Donald doesn't have any carpeting on the floor and that he's showing just cement on television. So I feel this on my arm. He pinches me.
No.
I said, ow. And he said, you don't say that.
No way.
Yeah.
You know, he fucking pinched you?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch his fucking face
in. Did he grab your pussy?
What? You're not allowed to say that.
He said it.
I know, but you're too young. You can't say that to Renee Taylor. Okay, look at her.
I was saying it to Trump.
She's like a queen.
I know.
Wait.
She
did you
take
dislike
a joke?
Him from that point on?
Did I dislike? I liked him. Disliked him before then, but
right?
Because I didn't like any of his architect in New
right.
York. I thought he was
it's gauche. Lucky. Yeah.
No taste.
Right. Are you surprised that he's president?
Really? Not now. Not
right.
with the Russians.
Right.
Saying bad things.
Right.
About Hillary.
Right.
No. Now that I know that they did that, who knows what else they did.
I know. Exactly. And that he doesn't fucking care.
No.
Like, he doesn't care.
No.
Like, we're supposed to be, like, this
but
great
that,
nation.
That's,
yeah.
that's what a narcissist is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any empathy for people.
Right.
You don't have any discernment.
Right.
You don't have any caring about
right.
anything or anybody. Anybody.
And why is he still alive? Like, he eats fucking shit food. I don't understand it. And Joan Rivers and Sophie Tucker and Toadie Fields are dead.
Well, he's the healthiest person.
Well, you know what? You want to get... do you believe you create your own reality?
I don't know. Sometimes I believe that. Sometimes I don't. You know, it's like I get in these things where I'm going to be like...
You create your own reality.
You do?
Yeah. And so... Everybody creates their own reality. And there's some reasons why some people... Look, when Joe died, I almost died. I had double pneumonia.
Do you think it was broken heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to decide whether I was going to live or not.
Right.
They thought I was going to die. They told my son, your mother may not pull through. And then I guess I thought about it, about whether I wanted to live without him or
right.
not. And I decided, oh, what the hell? I'll have 20, 30 years of
right.
good time, and he'll be waiting for me.
Right.
And he is.
And did you thinking about your son make you want to live more? Or was it?
No.
Because when, you know, there's so many suicides now that we're hearing about.
No, I know my son will be okay. My
yeah.
son's very talented,
right.
sensitive, caring person. No, what made me want to live is the real reason why I think you're born.
Right.
Is to grow and to have fun.
Right. Are you having fun?
I'm having a wonderful time.
You're so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's all it's all
so,
about.
So, all right. So I often say...
You're also ageless. You are like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I'll often say, like, these are my new agey friends. We'll say to them, I'll be like, oh, I'm so fat. Junie, if you keep saying that, then you will be fat. Like, that kind of thing. And I'm
right.
just like,
that's
shut
right.
the fuck up.
That's right. If you keep saying that.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly
Is
right.
Is that true?
Yes. If you keep saying I'm so fat, you'll be fat. But if you're saying, oh, I'm thin, I'm starting to... You know, get really healthy. I'm
right.
really starting to.
When, but all right,
body.
I'm going to try that, and we're going to see. I'm not going to change my eating patterns or my. I'm just going to say I'm really thin, and we'll see
no,
what happens.
No, you have to change. Your
say belief. Exactly my point.
No, your belief system.
Right.
You have a belief system.
Right.
You have to give up criticizing yourself.
How
judging yourself? You have to.
That is. I mean, I think I don't know how to do that.
Oh, well, I could help you.
Really?
Yeah. If you see me 2-3 times a
week, right.
you could work on that.
All right.
I'm
you
saying,
take insurance?
I want you to be my therapist.
So your weight has, you know, My Life on a Diet is the show. It was gotten great reviews. It's
I don't believe it. It's been 30. We've had 30 rave reviews.
Right. I know.
30? That's impossible.
Do you read reviews?
I only read capsules
right.
that he sends me.
Right.
And I never read bad ones. Capsules, he just says.
Because it's
capsules.
Like, when I hear, if someone says something bad, then whenever you get to that part in the play, uh-huh. I always think about that bad
no,
thing.
No,
that,
or
that,
good things.
Right, or good things. So they affect you. I always tell the publicist to just tell me what to read, too. That's good. That's good.
I once got a rave review from the New York Times Judith Chris said she mm-hmm. manages to be beautiful and ugly at the same time.
Ooh.
She has, you know what? She has a figure of a sausage. I hate her.
What's that, what does that even mean?
I
Is
know.
That a compliment?
She manages to be beautiful and ugly at the same time. And you could have written, and you managed to be just ugly. Just that's it. So.
Oh, I knew what she meant.
Right.
I knew what she meant.
Right.
Like the feelings are ugly.
Right.
But
that is a compliment then.
Sharing it, you know, is beautiful, right. How you're feeling. I knew what she was talking about in the movie.
You have said that you have a strong sense of humor and a weak body image.
Oh, someone said it about me. I didn't.
Oh, well,
a strong sense of humor. Well, I mean, I think everything is funny. Even
right.
Cancer's funny.
I do too.
Dying is funny.
I know. I
can
don't
make
you
jokes
think
about everything.
Anything. Like my sometimes my partner Elisa is like, "Really? Are you kidding?" I'm like, "No, I'm kidding." But it's like anything. It can be the most ornery thing, like horrible situation. I feel like there's a joke there.
Yeah, me too. You know what that is?
What
is that? This is a line that I heard. I think Freud said it.
Right.
That a joke is an epitaph for a wound. Mm. If you have a wound, a deep
right.
wound, and we all are wounded
right.
in some way, a joke is like, if you can make a joke about
right.
it, that's the beginning of healing.
Right. Now,
love that.
Jews have that.
Yes.
I don't think Gentiles
I know.
Can make jokes.
I know.
About
Jews,
wounds.
Because we've been, because there's no place to go with us. We've been kicked out of our. But Joe did that when he was dying, right? He said, they said, jokes. How are you, how
the
are you feeling?
Said,
yeah.
The doctors came to him and said, Joe, are you comfortable? And Joe said, no, but I make a nice living.
That's great.
I mean, that's where...
Another thing he said, I'll tell you jokes he said as he was dying. I said, Joe, you're a stand-up guy. And he said, and you're a sit-down broad. And I said, Joe, I'm really sorry all the years that I yelled, that I fought with you and I yelled. I should have just cried and been more vulnerable. And he said... That's good to know.
Really?
That was a joke. Of course he knew.
Good to know. Good story.
I was like, oh, maybe my girlfriend should say that to me. Did you get in fights a lot?
Oh, yeah. We fought the whole time.
Did you fight every day?
Every day.
That's what me
about
and my girlfriend. Stupid shit. What
stupid
is that?
Things about stupid things.
Like, and.
Not about important things.
Right.
But like stupid things. Oh, about lines.
Right.
In a thing. We would be writing together.
Right.
And he wouldn't want to put a line in. And we would scream and fight and this and that. And then finally, I figured out how to compromise.
How?
I'd say to him, if you put that line in the script, then I'll go with you to your families for Easter.
That's great.
So.
Did he?
Would he do
yes,
it?
Yes.
And
yes.
Did you have to go for Easter?
Yes.
Easter annoys me.
I would negotiate all the time with
That's
him.
That's perfect. Easter is with the eggs and the, I don't understand it.
That's
no,
so
but his
funny.
Family were great cooks. They yeah. were great cooks.
Oh, I bet. I heard they like Chef Boyardee, too.
Victoria so, Rain said, I'm so glad that you decided to live because she has you as an example in case anything happens to her beautiful husband, knock on wood.
Aw. Oh, that's sweet.
That's nice.
Whatever.
That's nice.
So I'm going to tell my girlfriend that it's good that we fight.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how would you make up? Do you have...
No, I'd say things to him like, you've ruined my life.
Right, yeah, I get that.
And he'd say, well, but where do you want to have dinner?
That's right, right.
I love the story about you yelling at him, telling him to pack his bags. So he started packing his bags, and then you started packing yours.
Yeah.
And he said, well, where are you going? And she says, well, if you're leaving, I'm coming with you.
Oh.
And that became the title of our play. If you ever leave me, I'm going with you. Yeah, that's how I got the title.
That's amazing.
Now, after a while, we do first line, last line. Are you from improvisation?
No, I'm not. I did take some classes, but I was bad at it.
Okay. So after a while, we would just do the first line of a fight and the last line.
That's great.
Jump right to the last line.
That's great. That's an improv exercise, right?
Yeah.
So right in the beginning of the, you'd be fighting? No.
No. It starts petering off after you're married. 53 years.
Right, 53.
You start saying, we had this argument before. And June 4th.
Right. I do that too. Yeah, I'm like, this, we already did, I say that to her all the time. This script sucks. It didn't win any awards. I know.
We need a new one.
Right.
Or I'd say, look, I have an appointment now.
Right.
Could we continue this fight around 4 o'clock? I'll meet you here. Just remember the last insult.
Right.
And I'll pick it up.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What do you think the key to a great marriage is?
Our sense of humor.
That's laughing.
And sex is very important.
Right.
Sex has always been very important to me.
Right.
That's why I liked Lenny Bruce. I told him on the first date. Sex is very important.
You did? You went on a date with Lenny Bruce?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
And?
And?
How was it?
It was great, but then he asked me to be a witness in his profanity trial.
Right. And you said, fuck off.
No, I did. No, shortly after he OD'd.
Right.
On heroin.
Unbelievable.
That's what I mean. It's so stupid.
I know.
And death is so final. People don't realize. They think, oh, I'll die and then I'll change my mind. No, you can't change your mind.
I think that's a lot with gun violence. You know?
Yeah.
Like that kids watch these, they kill people on their video game.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's dead. They go to sleep. They wake up. They put on the video game. They're all there. So I think there is, I know, and you're all the people who, and I'm not taking away people's guns or whatever, but I do think that people are desensitized.
You have to take away people's guns.
I know.
You have to. If everybody, you know, gave up their guns, then nobody
would have guns.
Would have guns, and nobody would die from gun violence.
I know. It's, I don't.
That's, you have to be like a college or a high school graduate to figure that out.
But I also, you know, the gun laws, you know, were, or the Constitution, they didn't have guns like this shit. And now they're making 3D guns on the 3D printer.
I don't know where the NRA gets all that money.
I know.
From. Where did they get it from?
I don't know.
Russia.
Yeah, they did.
They have a lot of people that leave money to them, too. I went to the NRA Museum
you
recently.
You did not. Why?
Because I was filming in Virginia, and we were curious, and it was free. And me and one of the DPs went, and it was it was really strange. It was just
really
strange.
I don't understand it.
But, yeah, a lot of people, they have a lot of plaques up there, and you know, they have all the guns through the ages, and you know, little kids,
it's
paintings
great.
Of little kids with their guns and their Red Ryder BB guns. And there's plaques all over of people who have died and left their money to the NRA.
It's ridiculous. Oh, what are some of your favorite TV shows, or do you have time to watch?
Pinky Blinders. You ever watch that?
No.
Oh my God.
The British.
Oh.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm madly in love with that
guy. Pinky Blinders.
I am madly in love with that guy. That guy could be my next husband.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I hear you're single.
Except he's, you know, happily married.
Oh, but fuck him.
He is my type.
All right, I'm going to look at
him. He's my type.
What about Mrs. Maisel?
I think it's very funny, but I think the older people are the funniest people on the show.
Right. You Tony Shalhoub and
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
He's so talented.
Oh my God.
Did you see the band's visit?
I love
it. Oh my God. Uncle Toon in the Uma.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was
could have played that part.
Oh yeah, I have such a hot body.
He looked good to me.
Oh, you have to go to the ophthalmologist.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV. Because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer, and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
What advice would you give a 55-year-old stand-up comic?
Who's that?
Who is, you know, keeps getting told she doesn't fit the algorithm, you know?
First of all, you're talking about yourself?
Yes.
Write your own plays.
That's what I do. That's what my last therapist said, too. All you can do is write.
Yeah, write your own plays. Yeah. What kind of parts do you want to play?
You know, I like juicy.
Yeah, well, just write yourself.
I want them to redo Maude with me. That's what I want.
That's a great idea. So they wouldn't even know if you did it.
Right.
Just rewrite Maude and hand it in.
Okay. Yeah.
They wouldn't even know. No one would even say, hey, that's Maude.
Okay. No. All right, I'm going to do that.
Or write a play.
You know, they just had.
I know. They just said that...
Norman Lear rebooting everything.
Yeah, they're rebooting all of Norman Lear shows.
Oh, well, go to him. Go to him.
Well, I auditioned for the... what's the new one with the older people? And I didn't get it.
Which one was that?
There's a new show coming out with... it's him. Whatever.
No, forget about them. Just write your own
I am.
Things.
I'm doing it. Fuck it.
I'll help you.
You will?
Look at my play that I'm doing. You know, just do your own
thing. Yeah, I've done two off-Broadway
shows.
Nobody
would ask me to be in this play.
Right.
Who would they ask? I don't know who they'd ask.
Well, only you could do it. It's about you.
They'd ask a Renee Taylor type.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Renee Taylor type is. You have to come and see the show.
I'm coming. So for the audience, it's my life on a diet.
Uh-huh.
It is through August 19th. Will it extend?
Yeah, we just did. It's going to be through September what?
September
3rd. Oh, September 3rd. Very nice.
Yeah, but don't wait till then.
I'm not. I'm telling the audience. Oh, and okay. What theater is this at?
What's the theater?
Theater at St. Clement's.
The theater at St. Clement's. It's not
wonderful
Jewish.
Wonderful theater.
Where is it?
It's Episcopalian.
46th and 10th.
Yeah.
The theater at St. Clement's. My Life on a Diet, Renee Taylor. Rave fucking reviews. If you're in New York.
It's a miracle. It's really a miracle.
It's a miracle. Do you know Barry Manilow?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I love him.
I love him.
I love him. When I saw him, my husband was in Copacabana. He played Rico.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I said to Barry.
Yeah. With the diamonds,
You are not going to believe this, but I exercise to your songs.
And he loved it.
Oh, he just stared at me because everybody exercises.
Oh, I know. I love him. I fucking love him.
Can't smile without you.
Boom, boom, boom. Can't smile without you. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything. You know, I feel a bit sad when you're whatever. Ba, ba, ba.
Yay, that was great.
So, all right, we ask our guests two questions every episode.
Okay.
One question, because we're very pro mental health. We're pro therapy. We're pro antidepressant. Like anything you have to do. I always share I've had a clinical depression. I suffer from anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. Terrible. I meditate. I work out all the time, but, you know, I do have terrible anxiety, which is horrible. My mother had it too.
About what? What are you frightened of?
You know, like I was up all night traveling, or I'm going to be destitute. I'm not going to have any money.
She gets not working. Panic attacks.
I get very, you know, I get a lot of rejection.
Really?
Yeah, a lot. So I always...
From what?
Just like, you know, I do things. It's always no, 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 no. Like in this business, you know? But I just keep going. Keep doing my thing.
Okay, well, here's what I say before I go on stage. Oh, what's the question?
Oh, if you have ever been on antidepressants.
No.
No. I was on Dexamil, but it was for food. So that
no,
I wouldn't
that's
be
not
hungry.
Anything. Okay. I need that.
Before I go on stage,
here's
what I do. This isn't going to mean anything to people until you do it. It's like a meditation.
Yeah.
You say, I choose, and you can do this every morning when you get up. I choose to be a vessel for something greater than myself.
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
So I have to say that when I get up in the morning. I choose to be a vessel for something greater than myself.
And then the serenity prayer.
And then say, today I choose to be, I choose to feel gratitude all day. Or I choose to feel forgiveness. Or I choose to feel humility.
Right.
Or I choose to feel vulnerable.
Right.
Or I choose joy.
Right.
Or kindness. Or love. You just pick something.
Okay.
And then you'll have it.
Okay. But I choose to be a vessel for something greater than myself.
Yes. It's really telling your ego to get out of the way.
Right.
Your negative ego, not your positive ego.
Oh, that's all I have.
I know. But I'll draw you a diagram.
Okay.
One third of yourself is your adult.
Right.
Your higher self. One third is your child.
Id.
And the smaller part is your negative ego.
Yeah.
And so you just have to tell your negative ego to step
aside. Go fuck
itself. No, you can say, thanks a lot for everything you've done for
me. Right.
Because the negative ego thinks it's helping you.
Right.
It's
like a Jewish mother, the negative ego.
Saving you from bad things that could happen to you. Like, punishing you before you could punish yourself.
Right. That is very common in and also they say people who are pessimistic are really optimistic because they're just protecting themselves from a
are
disappointment.
Are you pessimistic?
I think I'm really an optimist who covers it up with pessimism.
That's sarcastic.
Yeah. But I think I couldn't be that pessimistic. Because I wouldn't keep doing what I'm doing after I keep getting told no.
So why don't you make friends with your negative ego?
All right. You know what?
I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Okay.
You helped me survive. But now, how would you like to go on a vacation? Would you like to cruise. Go to the beach?
A cruise.
Yeah. And why don't you go on a cruise and have a good time. And
enjoy yourself.
And here's a pail.
And a brick. Put it on your ankle.
And when I need you, because sometimes you need the ego to say there's a lion in back of you. Because there really is one.
Right.
But not when there isn't one. Sometimes it'll say there's a lion there and there isn't one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put this in my comedy notebook because I always check my notes before I go on stage, and I'm going to read it before I go on stage, and we're gonna check in with my career in a few months. Okay?
It'll totally change.
I can't wait.
It'll totally change your life, not only on stage but off. It'll totally change.
Okay, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's called resonance, the power of resonance.
Okay.
If you come on stage or you get up in the morning in a resonance of fear and control.
Right.
And what are the other difficult things that we have?
Well, fear is a big one.
Yeah. Then you will create that.
Right.
You will, because like attracts like.
Right.
But if you come in with a generating resonance, you will create gratitude, forgiveness.
Right. Okay.
Your life will change.
I'm doing it.
So why don't we meet back here?
Okay.
In when? 3 weeks?
Okay. I'm going to give you my insurance card.
She doesn't take insurance.
I don't take insurance.
Fuck. Yeah. all right. Here's my final question. We ask everyone, because the name of the show is Kill Me Now, because I get pissed off at everything.
Oh.
What pisses you off the most? What makes you so angry that you can't take it?
It's very funny, but what makes me angry is I can't handle multitasking.
Really?
A lot of people can do a lot of things at the same time. I can't. Like if I'm going to be late.
Right.
And my hair isn't done.
Right.
And people are coming.
Right.
Just that.
Do you get overwhelmed?
No. I just can't handle all these.
Right. So what
do you... So sometimes I just say, oh, there's too much chaos, so I'm going to drop everything and dance with the chaos. And that's what happens. That's another thing, is dancing with chaos.
Right. Okay.
That's the name of your next
show. Yeah, Dancing with Chaos. That could be a good show.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that would make a good television show.
Say?
Actually, a good sister.
Yeah.
Dancing with Chaos.
That's good. Especially I'm playing your daughter.
In New York.
Yeah.
Especially in New York.
Okay, I'm in. All right.
You guys are cute.
I love her.
I love
Renee,
both.
I can't thank you enough.
Aw. What is the bell for thanking?
No, it's just that you're Jewish, so it's the bell is just Jew stuff.
Anytime anything Jewish is
mentioned, I do the bell. And I do that because I'm a proud Jew, and I want people to know how much Jews have contributed to their lives, because everyone hates us, as my mother said. Okay, so good luck with the show.
Break a leg.
I mean, not literally. I can't thank you enough for being a guest.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. This was so fun.
You are.
This was so fun.
And a dream.
And I'll be back in 3 weeks
to
find out how your life has changed.
I choose to be a vessel for something greater than myself.
Yes. And note the time that you said at the date and the time and see how it changes.
Okay. 401. Okay. I'm in. Thank you, Renee.
401, isn't that a spiritual number?
It is?
I think so.
420.
No, that's your pothead bullshit. Have you ever smoked pot?
It's a spiritual herb.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Really? No.
You have
No, you're not going to get Renee Taylor to smoke pot.
You probably just aren't inhaling properly.
Okay, shut up. Renee, thank you so much for being here. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so glad I met you.
I know, me too. You're a dream, and I love you, and
you're
I think you're just
a dream.
Did you ever see
a dream walking? Well, I did.
I love her. I love her. And as we always say, So long!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.